Eddie Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, Eddie. He was born 3/25/87, 1/20/26. It's a 38-year-old gentleman, comes in today for opioid disorder. His opioid disorder has been managed with Suboxone successfully for the past 5 years. Because of the Suboxone, he's been able to get a job. He's turned his life around. He works in a warehouse and has not had any issues with misuse, abuse, or any changes in his dependency, period. Nipiragoth, patient takes Suboxone 8/2, film 1, sublingual TID, Amazon, if you know. Period. Nipiragoth, he has suffered from low testosterone and sleep apnea for years. He had diagnosed with sleep apnea and CPAP years ago, but he's not been able to take that at this time and has not used any, period. Nipiragoth, he wants to get on GLP-1, which is now indicated for weight loss, for sleep apnea diagnosis, period. He's also been on numerous medications and regimens, diets and such to lose weight and has not been successful. His testosterone was in the 90s. When he checked it last time, he was on testosterone, but he quit taking it because of financial reasons. He's in a much better shape and he can afford the testosterone, period. Pediatric immunization, up-to-date allergy, non-social. He's working. He's single. He doesn't have a child. At this time, he works in the warehouse. He does not drink alcohol. He doesn't use drugs. He's still smoking about 2 packs a day at times. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, no cancer, allergy, no drug allergy, review of system. Patient does have a history of drug abuse with the opioid dependency. He deserves a hepatitis panel as well as HIV today, which will be done, period. We'll recheck his testosterone. He's weak. He's tired. He falls asleep all the time. His Epworth is at 16.